Good day, Eastern Sierra, and happy National Noodle Day. Whether you're Team Ramen, Spaghetti, or whatever fits on a fork after a long hike, we're glad you're slurping up today's headlines with us. Coming up, Caltrans is making big moves to improve road safety for cyclists and drivers in Bishop. A community classic gets a fresh new start in Big Pine, and the fall colors are finally bursting across the Sierra. We'll tell you where to find the best views before the leaves call it quits. Plus, a look at California's new statewide wildlife plan, what it means for our region, and the critters that call it home. And a Bishop Broncos football blowout that'll make you proud to wear blue and white. All that and more right here on Eastern Sierra Now, proudly sponsored today by Faultline 395, the Mammoth Lakes brand made for mountain life, where the only thing cooler than the weather, that's your hoodie. In Bishop, Caltrans is rolling out a safety improvement project on US 6 just north of town. The $890,000 US 6 Dixon Lane Bike Safety Project will reconfigure the roadway to include 4-foot bike lanes on both sides, plus 2-foot buffers, while retaining one 12-foot vehicle lane in each direction. Between Y Road and the Veterinary Hospital, the existing center 2-way left turn lane stays in place. Additionally, upgrades include installing protective wire fencing and preserving the existing pavement. Work begins today, October 6th. Overnight shoulder closures will occur nightly from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. between Y Road and Dixon Lane for fencing installation. Major traffic disruptions are not expected during that phase. When highway restriping begins, overnight lane closures and one-way traffic control with a pilot car may cause delays of up to 20 minutes. During the week of October 13th, daytime pavement work will require lane closures and one-way traffic control, also with possible 20-minute delays. The exact schedule for that work will be posted on Caltrans social media channels. All schedules are subject to change because of weather, traffic incidents, or equipment availability. For updates, drivers can check Caltrans Quick Maps. Over in Big Pine, the community's main civic group has rebranded itself back to its historic name, the Big Pine Civic Club, formerly also known as the Big Pine Community Association. The Civic Club hosts guest speakers and brings in Inyo County officials to share updates, answer questions, and hear local concerns. They run community traditions like the annual Easter egg hunt, Christmas tree lighting, 4th of July picnic, shave ice booth, and a Citizen of the Year award. The group supports youth involvement, scholarships, school events, and partners with the American Legion Auxiliary for flag maintenance on patriotic holidays. They also coordinate with the Big Pine Fire Safe Committee for periodic brush and trash cleanup days. Meetings are held every second Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Big Pine Town Hall, located at 150 Dewey Street. Coming up on October 14th, they'll hold nominations for 2026 club officers. On November 11th, elections will take place. If you live in Big Pine and care about local traditions or want to make your voice heard, the Civic Club encourages attendance, volunteering, or stepping into a leadership role. If you live in the Eastern Sierra, you know the rule. Dress for anything, because around here, sunny and 75 can turn into snowing sideways before lunch. That's where Faultline 395 comes in, a local brand born right here in Mammoth Lakes, inspired by the wild shifts, rugged beauty, and, let's be honest, unpredictable attitude of life along 395. This isn't your average souvenir hoodie. It's high-quality gear designed by people who actually live where the air hurts your face half the year. From soft tees and cozy pullovers to beanies built for dawn patrol, every piece from Faultline 395 is made to handle mountain mornings, desert drives, and whatever else the Sierra throws your way. So if you want to rep the Eastern Sierra in style without looking like a tourist who got lost on their way to Yosemite, check out Faultline 395. You can find them right here in Mammoth Lakes or online at faultline395.com. Faultline 395, where the mountains aren't just your backdrop, they're your lifestyle. Fall color season is in full swing across the Eastern Sierra. Here's your latest on road, trail, and color conditions to help you plan. Sherwin Lakes Trail is open now, but Reds Meadow Access closed over the weekend, and Heart Lake and Mammoth Pack Station trails will remain closed through November 15th. Mammoth Lakes remains open during the federal government shutdown. Trail access, restrooms, and trash service are available, though some federal land services may be limited. Looking at our fall colors, areas like Sage Hen Summit, Tioga Pass, Mammoth Lakes Basin, particularly the Lake George area, Rock Creek Canyon, Lake Sabrina, and South Lake are currently peaking. The Virginia Lakes and McGee Creek Canyon areas are near peak color, and the Convict Lake and June Lake areas have some patchy color visible. If you go out to see the fall colors, we'd love to see some pictures, so be sure to share them with us or tag us on social media. Remember to plan ahead, check road conditions, wear layers, and respect nature. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife has officially finalized its updated State Wildlife Action Plan 2025, often called SWAP 25. SWAP is a non-regulatory conservation framework mandated by Congress. Its goal is to guide efforts to maintain and restore wildlife and habitat health across the state. The plan is designed to help coordinate conservation efforts among state, tribal, federal, and local partners, with science, public input, and practical strategies all feeding into it. The update involved public and tribal input, including webinars, listening sessions, partner meetings, and a public draft comment period. The draft received over 160 comments from nearly 20 organizations, tribes, and individuals. Since 2000, CDFW has received nearly $71 million through the Federal State Wildlife Grant Program, which helps support projects aligned with SWAP goals. Projects already funded under SWAP initiatives include efforts targeting threats to bat populations, such as white nose syndrome, and reestablishing populations of the unarmored three-spine stickleback. That was my nickname in college, how weird. In parts of Southern California, while SWAP is a non-regulatory, meaning it doesn't in itself impose new rules or restrictions, it lays out strategies and priorities for wildlife and habitat conservation. Local or regional agencies, NGOs, tribal governments, and researchers can use the plan to coordinate efforts, prioritize funding, and guide conservation actions consistent with shared goals. Because SWAP 2025 is now finalized, expect to see new conservation projects, monitoring programs, and habitat restoration efforts in the coming years. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better. Make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. Let's take a look at the upcoming events in the area. Up first on today's list, the Mammoth High School Booster Club will be holding its monthly meeting today at the MHS Library starting at 5:30 p.m. Additionally, Eastern Sierra Pride will be holding its monthly Bishop meeting tonight at Mountain Rambler Brewery starting at 6 p.m. And as always, Distant Brewing will be holding their weekly open mic night tonight at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, stop by the Owens Valley Paiute Shoshone Cultural Center for the Bishop Paiute Community Market starting at 5 p.m. This event is held weekly until the end of October, so don't miss out. Also, tomorrow, C5 Art Studios is hosting a watercolor painting for beginners class starting at 5:30 p.m. and a live figure drawing session for ages 18 and up starting at 6 p.m. Lastly, a line dancing fundraiser will be held this Friday in support of Olivia Gilpin and her family as their son Jamie continues to fight leukemia. The fundraiser will begin at 6 p.m. That's a must. Get out there. That's all we have for today, but be sure to check out easternsierranow.com/events or download the mobile app. Brand new. You're going to like it. Check it out. You can see all the details there. Over to our sports, brought to you by the one and only Copper Top Barbecue, where the brisket's smoking and the Broncos are too. Let's head to the Gridiron in Bishop, where Friday night belonged to the Broncos. They crushed Rosamond 62-6, turning in one of the strongest offensive performances to date. The Broncos' win streak now hits three in a row. Their offense exploded, 62 points is the most Broncos have scored this season. Hunter Daly paced the attack, rushing for 96 yards and a touchdown, just seven carries. That's good. On defense, Dom Barlow, Elliot Duda, David Smith, and Noah Castellanos turned an interception into a touchdown, helping widen the gap. Looking ahead, Bishop Union Broncos face Boron Friday at 7 p.m., a matchup that promises to test both teams' ground games. If you're heading out Friday, swing by Coppertop Barbecue for some game night fuel. Stay tuned. We'll keep you posted on scores, stand-up performances, and next week's matchups. Hey, did you remember that Coppertop's open on Tuesdays now? You're going to want to get down there because for the next week, I think it is, locals get 30% off on Tuesdays. Go check it out.
Indio County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a 4-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
All right, folks, let's talk weather, because around here, it's the one thing that can make or break your entire week's plans faster than a flat tire on 395. Starting off in Bishop today, bringing sunshine with highs around 77 degrees. Perfect for pretending it's still summer while sipping your pumpkin spice latte, Karen. Overnight lows dip into the low 40s, so maybe don't camp without a sleeping bag rated for actually chilly. Tomorrow, expect more of that golden postcard perfect weather. Highs near 80, lows again in the 40s. The air is so dry, you could hang laundry outside and have it done before lunch. By Wednesday, things cool slightly to the lower 80s. Winds pick up a bit, reminding us that fall isn't just coming. It's jogging towards us with a pumpkin under one arm and a windbreaker in the other. Now, up the hill in Mammoth Lakes, it's a whole different climate because, well, elevation is humbling. Today starts crisp with highs in the lower 60s, lows dipping into the 30s. Great weather for flannels, bad weather for your morning coffee if you forgot to bring it outside. Tomorrow keeps that mountain magic going. Sunny skies, highs in the mid 60s, and lows again flirting with frost. You might see your breath in the morning, but hey, that's just proof you're alive, right? And above 7,000 feet. By Wednesday, clouds may start rolling in with cooler highs around the mid-60s. A polite reminder from Mother Nature that winter's somewhere on the horizon, just waving, like one of these. Hi, Lieutenant Dan. You know, that kind of wave. So whether you're down in Bishop soaking in the desert warmth or up in Mammoth pretending you're in a Patagonia commercial, it's shaping up to be a beautiful start to the week. That's going to do it for us today. Whether your plans involve chasing fall colors, cheering on the Broncos, or boiling up your favorite noodles, make it a good one. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on Facebook, Instagram, and X. It's the easiest way to stay connected with your community without having to scroll through all those city folks. Vacation photos, I mean, of course. I'm Jesse Steele, and on behalf of the ESN team, thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time, right here, where the Sierra meets the stories. That was a good tagline.